are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In a previous hour, I had wanted to talk about a necklace that they claim can stop heartburn, and these diapers that a senior can wear that will hopefully protect them with a fall. So I promise I'll get to those stories this hour. But this is kind of fascinating. Apparently, researchers have found an account of the doctor who treated Abraham Lincoln when he was assassinated. So this is a doctor's account. Researchers apparently were scouring the National Archives for papers involving President Abraham Lincoln, and they actually found this first-person account. This was the doctor who rushed to Lincoln's side after he was shot at Ford's Theater in D.C. Now, they say the document contains the words of the man who answered the question, is there a surgeon in the house, after John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln. I'm reading this as we go. This is kind of exciting. They say Dr. Charles A. Lill, an Army surgeon, was 23 years old at the time. All right. His records, let me see. I'm trying to read this. This is in quotes. They say Leo records his memories from the night before of seeing the president and the first lady come in with their guests, bow to the audience, then hearing the shot, and seeing Booth leap to the stage, and being the first surgeon or doctor who reached Lincoln's side. And he recalls Mary Lincoln's words to him, do what you can for him. Wow, so I guess Mary Lincoln said do what you, oh, yeah, of course. And they say this immediate account, you know, it's, see, when doctors make a report, okay, there's not a lot of emotion. We don't add a lot of storyline to it. You know, we don't do creative writing when we do our medical reports, which is kind of a shame because when I was in medical school, or no, when I was in regular school, grade school, high school, college, you had to do all sorts of creative writing. Everything you had to do, creative writings, even compound sentences. Then you go to medical school and it has to be short and sweet. You don't even use full sentences, right? You use, acronyms for things. He has SOB. SOB diagnosis. I mean, not even full, an SOB is shortness of breath. Here's all my creative writing skills and I don't get to use it. But I guess what researchers are excited about is this type of account is very clinical. They say it doesn't have a lot of flowery, language. It was very kind of to the point, abrupt, which I'm sure when Ronald Reagan was shot, the doctor's report was very similar too. You know? I forget how old Ronald Reagan was when he was shot, but let's say a 67-year-old male comes in, presents with this. It says, it is kind of cold. You know, this is why many patients and their families think doctors are cold. I couldn't stand that part of medical school where you round on patients in the morning and you go to room 200 and then you go to room 202 and then you go to room 204 and you walk up to the patient with your superior doctor, your superior officer, and all the other medical students and residents, et cetera, whether you're a student or resident. And then your superior doctor says to you, go. And you go, all right, well, this is a 25-year-old male who sustained a gunshot wound to the chest, has a history of marijuana use, blah, 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 and you go on. You know, or this is a 49-year-old male with stage 4 esophageal cancer, prognosis poor. You're saying all this in front of the patient, and the patient's sitting there like, I'm a real person. I'm not a 24-year-old male. My name is Scott. So I did things a little different. And, I would throw something kind of personal. I put my hand on the patient. So I would be like, this is Scott. Scott sustained a gunshot wound the other day. I mean, he's hanging in there. He's, hanging in. I got you're braver than I am. But this. Now, of course, the superior doctor's like, I don't really need your opinion. You don't give an opinion until you're asked for it. But I just couldn't, very stoically report on a patient who was just sitting there. And of course, the family is sitting there going, that 85-year-old African-American male, status post-stroke, his name is George. He has a name, you know, and I feel, you know, and I'd always try to wink to the family. And I'd even warn the family too. You know, I'm like, okay, now, you know, I'm going to be coming in, right, with my, you know, superior officer and my superior residence, et cetera, and they're going to make me report. I'm also going to kind of look like a little bit of a suck up, all right, because these guys are really intimidating. Dr. Dahlia, it's okay, I understand. I know, but it's just, you know, I hate doing this in front of the patient, but, you know, you're going to kind of see me eat a lot of crow. That's fine. Go ahead, doctor. Do what you got to do. You know, so sometimes I would prep it because I know the situation wasn't really going to be that cool and it wasn't going to be that warm. You know, sometimes you had a cool attending and the cool attending would say, you hanging in there? Yeah. All right. Sometimes the attending wouldn't even talk to the patient, wouldn't even make eye contact, you know, and so I would, of course, give him a wink. You know, and then run out. And, you know, you also see a lot of medical students and people in training sometimes afraid to lift the sheet, right? You got a person in bed. They'll put the stethoscope on the gown. They'll take a look at some pulses, feel the tummy, and then run away. And I try to teach my medical students, will you lift the sheet? Look at his legs. Look at her. Make sure she doesn't have a bed sore on her tush. Look at them. And I know there's that awkwardness. You know, many students, I mean, and I remember I really felt awkward when I was younger. I'm like, really? I gotta move up your gown to, you know, check the femoral, wound site. I was a little nervous because again, you know, you're a girl, you're a young girl and, you know, you're examining a man's pelvis area. It's a little intimidating. But you have to do it. You're the doctor. And I tell the medical students, I tell the young doctors, I go, gotta lift up the sheet because you're gonna miss a bed sore. You're gonna miss something underneath. Look at his legs. Is he swelling? You know, you could remove the sheet. His arms could be skinny and his legs could be elephant legs because he's going into heart failure. You lift the sheet, you take a look. Well, anyway, interesting stuff with this Abraham Lincoln story. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. And by the way, if you do go to my website, click the guest book and sign in. I love to hear where you're from, read your posts, and I just love reading that kind of stuff. So please do that for me. Thank you. Just a little favor. Here I am giving you the news. You could return the favor by signing in. Let me know what you think of the news. Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean. All right. So, I was on the Andy Dean show, America Now with Andy Dean on XM Channel 168 and multiple affiliates. He's great. I love Andy. And I guess he wanted me to talk about this diaper for elderly that actually absorbs fall impact. Now, one of our biggest risks as we age is we lose a balance. We lose our hearing. And it's very easy to trip and fall. And because we lose bone mass, when we do fall, we could sustain a pretty significant fracture. And many people who do suffer a hip fracture many times die from blood clots, pneumonia, because you're pretty immobile, right? And so I guess there's a product called Softshell, which uses soft material which hardens upon impact, absorbs force, and redistributed it across a whole pad. But it's a diaper that you wear. They demonstrated this at a tech convention in March, and Softshell co-founder Elgin Yap dropped a bowling ball on a cell phone that was protected by the material and the gadget was unscratched. Now, this sounds cool. They say the technology took about 2 years to develop. I'm trying to find other sources of this. I got this from straighttimes.com. I can't find any other report on this nowhere. And I'm sure by the time you listen to the show, there'll probably be a little bit more information on this. But it sounds fabulous. It may be a little too good to be true. You know, what if you're accidentally wearing a defective diaper? Right? And, I mean, this diaper would have to protect you. I mean, it couldn't be a bikini or a thong. I mean, this type of diaper would have to be more like a boxer brief. Okay? It would have to extend, I would say, to the upper thigh. All right? But it couldn't be like a little tidy whitey. It couldn't be like a little, I guess men wear briefs, but the boxer briefs are the ones that go lower, right? Okay. I know my men's underwear. And so, I still though don't get how the fall, when it comes on that quick, you know, how instantaneously, it's almost like one of those shields, you know, like Captain America type shields. I don't know, but I think it's cool. I mean, keep figuring this stuff out. I will wear the diaper. I won't even change. I won't even take it off. I mean, I'm at the age now where my bones are probably starting to thin. You know, I put 50-year-olds in these things. 40-year-olds. Let's do it. Right? Plus, it's good because I'm sometimes too busy to go to the bathroom. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this one I just don't get. Nighttime necklace can stop the pain of heartburn. Okay, stop the pain, but it can't stop heartburn. I was going to say, I did not see how a necklace can stop heartburn, but this stops the pain. They say the device works by applying gentle pressure to the neck to stop burning acid leaking back up from the stomach into the throat. I can already tell you, I got a problem with it. They say it has a soft pad about the size of a matchbox, which sits just underneath the Adam's apple and presses against the top of the esophagus. The esophagus is basically your feeding pipe, your feeding tube. When you eat, it goes down the esophagus and it goes to the stomach. They say the adjustable necklace looks a little bit like a dog collar. All right. Now, some people may find it pretty stimulating then. It's tight enough to prevent acid reaching the throat, but not so tight that it causes the patient any discomfort. What? So it's pressing on the... wait a second. I don't buy it. All right. Heartburn, they say, affects 1 in 3 people at some point in their life. You got the hydrochloric acid in your stomach coming up. All right, we all know about that. I talk about GERD and esophagitis all the time. All right, many of us, we have the lower esophageal sphincter that connects. Stop the giggles. Stop the giggles. The lower esophageal sphincter connects us. Come on, people, really? Really? I talk about sphincters a lot on the show. You're going to have to handle it. Okay, just get immune to it. Just, you know what? Just get out of your system now. Say sphincter 200 times. All right, then you won't get the giggles. Sphincter, sphincter, sphincter. That's what I do to prep for the show, so I don't giggle on the show. Because it's not very professional to laugh at your own show. And unfortunately, I sometimes do. But, you know, it's because I didn't practice saying sphincter 200 times. Anyway, your lower esophageal sphincter is like a one-way valve to control the flow of food into the stomach. We don't want food going back up into the esophagus. We don't want undigested food going back. We want it going down one way. And so the lower esophageal sphincter, if it relaxes, like when you eat chocolate or spearmint, et cetera, caffeine, food will sneak up through. So you kind of want it nice and tight. Stop the giggles. I mean it. Now, let's see what. Okay, so you have a necklace here. This is a necklace, they say. You know, I almost want you to feel the heartburn. So then you know you have it, right? I mean, I don't want anybody to suffer, but we're talking about, you know, like here, they say the results of this necklace showed a significant reduction in burning in the volunteers' throats because acid was not able to leak through from the esophagus. Okay, yes, you don't want to get the acid up into your mouth, although I really don't see how. I mean, you'd have to put a lot of pressure on that area. I don't know. I just don't buy it. I mean, I want you to know that you're having heartburn, so then you go to the doctor and get it addressed. But yes, I would like to save the teeth. I don't really want the acid going up into the throat. But, you know, the scary part of heartburn is, you know, the acid stain in the esophagus. There could be an argument that somebody would say, let the acid go anywhere but the esophagus. So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's a nice thing to play with, I guess. I just don't know if I'm 100% sold on that one. All right, so we got necklaces, and we got that. Okay, now, what else do we have here? All right, so there's been a lot of back and forth. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take in your emails at drdahlia.com. And now, let's see. So there's been a lot of back and forth with how much water should you drink. I get asked that too. Dr. Dahlia, how many glasses of water should I drink? Eight ounce glasses? Should I drink 10? 6 ounce cups? Should I drink? Well, there's really no recommendation. There's a new editorial from the Australian Public Health Journal basically saying we really don't need to guzzle 8 glasses of water a day. They say actually many bodies are adequately hydrated. They say, which I'm going to dislike in a second, even from caffeinated drinks like coffee and tea. So what they're saying, if we're downing coffee, downing tea, probably downing our soda, etc., we're getting enough water in there. Okay, I say stop, 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 hold the phone. I would rather you drink water. If this quote-unquote 8 glasses of water a day keeps you from guzzling other drinks, I say amen to that. Now, do I think we are overhydrating people? Absolutely. I mean, if you have congestive heart failure, I'm not going to be making you drink 8 glasses of water a day. No. But if you're sucking on big gulps continually, yes, I'd say swap it with some water. Absolutely. Now, there's just no evidence that you have to have X number of glasses. Now, keep in mind, I live in Southern Nevada. So you go outside for 5 minutes, all your nasal membranes, mucous membranes, your mouth. I have to keep my mouth closed when I go outside because otherwise it dries up and I get dry mouth. Yeah. I have to close my mouth when I go outside. I grew up in Phoenix, but Phoenix still had a little bit more moisture than Southern Nevada. Southern, it is dry and dry. At least with Phoenix, there was monsoon. We'd get rain in Phoenix. Vegas, we got maybe rain once or twice a year. And so it's very dry and it dries you out. And as a radio host, you know, I need to keep my voice this, you know, feminine and lovely. Yeah, so I gotta make sure I don't get dry mouth. So, you know, when it comes to how much fluid, I would say, look, if you're about to reach for a soda, drink some water. All right. You know, coffee, I know, I think another study came out saying coffee prevents Alzheimer's. So I know many people are like, all right, well, we'll drink more coffee. I think that's great. Fine. But, you know, don't substitute water. Your body needs water. Yes, your body can take a soda pop. It could take a cup of tea and glean out the water. It can. But why make it work so hard? You know, why force your body to work that hard? Give it the water. It does need water. But I don't think you have to overdo it. Do I drink 8 ounce glasses of water a day? No. Should I? I think because of where I live, yes. All right, because it is dry. So, all right. Well, speaking of which, I drink so much water, I got to pull over in 10-100. So I will be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. one capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a study came out today saying sometimes the one-night stand is actually the person you end up spending the rest of your life with. University of Iowa study suggests that having one, I guess, nightstand, right, may not be a relationship killer, and how you handle the situation in the morning can make the difference. Oh, like what was that movie, What Happens in Vegas, with Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher? That was a funny one. I like that. I like that movie. Right? Basically, they, you know, both of them are having difficult lives. They get drunk. They have a one-night stand. They end up getting married. And then they, you know, yeah. But anyway, sociologist Anthony Paik surveyed 642 adults in Chicago and concluded that relationships that start with a spark and not much else are not necessarily doomed from the get-go. Basically, it matters on how both partners feel about the relationship. They say there's an average relationship quality. Boy, they know how to make this stuff boring, don't they? This average relationship quality, ARQ, was higher for individuals who waited until things were serious to have sex. Early sex was not to blame for the disparity. Again, I don't get it. They're boring me. When Pike factored out people who weren't interested in getting serious, he found no real difference in relationship quality. That is, couples who became sexually involved as friends or acquaintances and were open to a serious relationship ended up just as happy as those who dated and waited. Ah, so the study suggests, yeah, please get to the point because I'm confused here, that rewarding relationships are possible for those who delay sex, but it's also possible for true love to emerge if things do start off with a, well, but then it's not a one-night stand. Why are they using the term one-night stand? A one-night stand means you have, I mean, from what I understand, in theory, what I've read in textbooks, is you have sex once, right? Usually occurs at night, and then that's it. You guys never talk again, right? Okay. Until they find you on Facebook. And your husband's like, who's Dirk? All right. Now, I was a good girl. Okay, so one-night stands, you could actually fall in love with that person, and then it become a two-night. And then maybe a three-night. I've always believed in the whole love at first sight thing. I always have. I mean, me and my husband, and I like a groaning, oh, no, we got to hear about Dr. Dahlia and her husband. Yes, you do, because I want to make a point. I don't think I've ever told you guys how my husband and I met. No, it wasn't at a parole hearing. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. Fine, if you want to shut the radio off, fine. Anyway, just really quickly, just to make my point. And no, we didn't have a one-night stand because we weren't dating. I was dating somebody else, and we were doing a fundraising haunted house, haunted mansion. And the very first time I met my husband, this was in college when we went to UNLV, I didn't think much of him, but I wanted to mess with him. And I guess there was just something about him I wanted to just kind of mess with. For example, he was supposed to be the one in the coffin where as you walk through the haunted house, somebody jumps up out of the coffin, right? You know, to scare him. And I was supposed to knock on the coffin. Okay? So, of course, I just met the guy. I didn't even know his name. I would go, he'd jump up and go, ha, ha, roar, and nobody would be there. I just kept doing it. I just thought it was funny. But I wasn't attracted to him. I didn't think I was. You know, one thing I learned when I was adult is anybody I would mess with, it was my body probably already in flirtation mode. I mean, I never batted my eyes. I never unbuttoned my blouse, hiked up the skirt. I didn't do that. I've never was like that. I was always pretty, you know, prude in that respect. But I would, whenever I liked somebody without even realizing it, try to be more funny next to them. Or I would just kind of mess with them. And I didn't even realize teasing. I didn't realize that was because I liked him. I just didn't pick up on that until I was later and, you know, older and read about Freud or whatever. So, and then, of course, you know, I was always seeing him, you know, dating sorority girls and coming out of the, you know, the dorms early morning because one of my jobs was working the overnight dorm check-in shift. I always worked throughout, so I don't even know when I slept when I was in college. And so I just never thought I would be in his league. He liked the pretty sorority girls, you know, and girls who put out, okay? I wasn't like that. And so I dated his friend, and then, you know, I dated another friend. And, you know, did I date these other friends to get close to him? No, I didn't think about him. Until finally I was in medical school up in Reno. He was in chiropractic school in Los Angeles. And one of the ex-boyfriends I had who was friends with him comes up and says, look, Dahlia, I have my green card, so I don't have to ask you to marry me. Or did he? Did he ask me to marry him so he could stay in the United States? No. He found somebody else, I think, to marry. The relationship started to fall through. And so now he wanted to date me to date me. And I'm like, no, I'm not interested. But, you know, what's going on with Corey? You talk to Corey still? You're friends with him? And then I end up going down to Los Angeles, meeting up with, you know, my soon-to-be husband. And we hit it off the first date. No one-night stands, nothing. You know, I made him wait, right? I'm still making him wait. And, you know, okay, so what was the point to that story? I don't know. I think I... I know. I hear some of you sleeping. It was probably to help with your insomnia. But I think the point is you don't have to. There's many different ways that people end up. Some are your friends and friends and friends, and all of a sudden you guys fall into each other's arms. Sometimes it's love at first sight. Sometimes it could be a four-year ordeal with you not realizing you guys were attracted. See, that's why I think there's a lot of fate. See, I think the reason why I was messing with him and I always just kind of kept an eye out for him, even though I didn't think I liked him, was because God wanted us to be together. Now, my husband asked why God punished him, but I thank God for us being together. I really do. He's the best husband. He's the best father. I'm so grateful. And no, he's not listening. He doesn't listen to the show. He listens once in a while. But he's not listening now. So I'm very blessed. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody you just hit it off with and fall into their arms and be passionate with, that's somebody you could have a relationship with. So, you know, but if you're in the habit of doing it, that could be a problem. Speaking of sex and satisfying relationships, they say women who get breast implants will say that they enjoy sex more. There's a survey called RealSelf.com, and 61% said after they received their breast jobs, they found sex to be more satisfying. Now, all right, some of you are like, well, duh, is this news? I don't know. They interviewed a plastic surgeon, and he's like, well, these results aren't surprising, and I don't think it's that surprising either. I mean, I think when you like your body, you're going to be a little bit more free. You know, many women that don't have sex, a lot of time it's because they don't feel sexy. You know, they gave birth to a couple kids, they breastfed. You know, the breasts, you know, usually get caught in your waistline when you try to pull up your pants and you don't feel sexy. You don't want to take off your clothes. You don't feel sexy. Yet you get a little bit of nip tuck or you enhance something that you want enhanced. And many times, yes, it does. I'm not surprised. I'm not saying going on plastic surgery. You also have to have a good relationship. We've talked about women's sex drive dropping and the multitude of reasons for that occurring. But, you know, it's another, piece to the puzzle of, you know, what makes a woman tick, you know, and sometimes a woman feeling beautiful, right? Even if it's something, you know, something very, localized that was fixed, you could feel completely beautiful. I mean, when I have a good hair day, I feel gorgeous. When I have a bad hair day, I feel awful. You know, same thing. Remember in school, I don't know if men, boys felt this way, but when I was in school, if I got a pimple, I just wanted to hide, right? You know, you couldn't cover that pimple up. You just want to hide, bury your face. You don't want anybody looking at you. Yet, you got a great skin day, great clothes day, great hair day. You strut your stuff and people notice you more too. So, yeah, that's what happens with breast enlargement. Okay, don't go away. We're going to be talking about scorpion stings. They're on the rise. 1-877-DELI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Dorothy from Abilene, Texas writes, Doctor, when my doctor diagnosed me with a lung mass, he was so cold. Why don't they teach doctors some compassion in medical school? Oh, I wish you were live. I would love to talk to you about that. I want to know how he told you. Oh, no, and always write in. I love your emails, but, oh, man, I wish some of you I could talk to live. I would love to know how he broke the news to you. You know, it's tough. Why don't they teach compassion in medical school? Because you can't. You can't teach compassion. You can't. I mean, they do urge us to show compassion, show sympathy, show empathy. They do urge us, but they also understand that sometimes your, you know, human animalistic instincts kick in, and as a protective factor, you sometimes close up. I was doing the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon this last weekend at St. Rose Hospital. And I didn't tour the neonatal ICU or the pediatric ICU because, I've been in millions of them. I know the hospital pretty well. But some of the other radio hosts that were doing the Radiothon with me did do the tour, and they broke down and cried. And when I was on air, one of them, we were kind of going back and forth with a couple of the mics. And, you know, he goes, Dahlia, how do doctors do it? How do you deal with a sick baby? The baby dies, or a patient you've loved for years and they die. How do you deal with it? I could not deal with that day in and day out. Well, it's very difficult because sometimes you really have to close it down. You got to shut it down. You have to seclude yourself, isolate yourself mentally. There's a whole variety of defense mechanisms doctors employ, because otherwise, if you really think about it, you get nervous. Well, just like a pilot, you know, if you're scared of flying and you ask a pilot, how do you do it? How do you know that you're up there 30,000 feet and you could crash at a moment's notice? How do you do it without freaking out? They'd probably say, well, I don't think about it. Well, you know, same thing with us doctors. We try not to think about it. I've seen enough children, pediatric drowning cases. I almost didn't want to build a pool in my house, but I didn't want to extend my work to the house, to the home. We got the gates. We taught our kids to swim early. We watched our kids, pretty closely. And now, our kids are on a swim team. But, doctors sometimes can overprotect themselves such that so they don't break down, they may appear cold. And then you have a group of people that are just, they're just cold. I went to medical school with some people, they were cold. I went to college with some people, cold. And they decided to go into the medical profession. I'm like, how? How are you going to go into the medical profession being cold? But remember, there's various specialists and specialties in medicine. I'm a family doc. So as a family doc, I'm going to talk to kids. I need to be able to talk to kids. I need to establish rapport with a pediatric patient within seconds. If not, they'll start screaming and crying and they won't let me look at him because they think I'm going to give him a shot. They think I'm going to hurt him, or the kid's going to think I'm going to hurt their mommy. And so I have to be able to establish rapport within seconds, even as a radio host. When you're flipping the stations on the radio station, you only give about 2 seconds to what you're listening to before you switch. I have to make sure I'm establishing rapport that quickly. And it's very difficult, but it's something that I had to learn. Medical school didn't teach me. I just had to learn it. Luckily, I like kids. I like adults. I like to talk. But do I ever have to shut patients out? Oh, yeah. Let's say I had a migraine all weekend, and I don't mind admitting this on air. I've even admitted it to my patients, and I tell them, I'm so sorry I have to do this, but I'll have, let's say, a migraine all weekend long, and a patient will come in, right? My migraine will finally go away, and I'm like, as long as I don't think about a headache, I'm good. You know how you guys have been, right? You've been there before, right? As long as I don't think about a headache, I'm good. Then all of a sudden, my 10 a.m. patient in room 4 has a migraine, and they want to explain it, and they want to describe it, and they get so descriptive and illustrative that I have to say, stop. Yes, I want to take a thorough history. I want to show empathy. But if they go any further, I'm going to get my migraine back, and I can't let it ruin my week. It's a Monday. It's 10 a.m. on a Monday. Now, again, what I'll do is I'll be honest with the I'm actually starting to get a headache now just talking about it. Gosh, I hate that. I'm starting to get a headache right now, and I'm probably giving you all a headache. But I tell the patient, I go, look, I'm so sorry. All right, don't hate me. But I just got over my headache, and if I even think about a headache, it's going to happen. All right, I want to get as much information from you as possible so I know how to treat you. But I apologize. I'm not, letting you work through it because I know it helps to talk about it. It's just I can't listen to it right now. And, it's very odd for a doctor to tell a patient, I can't listen to you. But again, I want to be really honest with my patients. And yes, that could look like a lack of compassion, but tell them why. So what have I done, you know, with patients with a lung mass? I've told you all this story. And sorry, I'm going, I want to talk about the scorpion thing, but this is kind of important. I've told some of you this story where there was a gentleman who we did a routine chest x-ray on, and he had a big lung mass, this big circular blob in his lungs. And I'm like, huh. But, you know, I didn't have a bad feeling. I didn't have a negative feeling about it. Like, you know, usually you get an x-ray when you see lung cancer, you get a bad feeling. You feel a breast lump, you get a bad feeling. You just know it's cancer. You get that feeling. I didn't get that feeling with this one, though. I'm looking at a big, huge lump in a mass in his chest. So I bring him over to the x-ray, and I go, I see this golf ball mass in your lungs. And I go, I don't know what this is. It could be cancer, but it could also be a fungal ball. It could be an infection that's walled off. I don't know. We got to get it checked out. But whatever it is, we're going to knock it out of the ballpark. And he goes, well, doc, whatever you say. So I send him to the lung specialist, the cardiovascular specialist, to get a biopsy. And the patient calls going, I'm not going to let this guy. This guy wants to cut on me. I'm not going to let him cut on me. Dr. Dolly said it could be a fungal ball. I'm not going to let him, cut into my lung. The doctor calls me up going, Dahlia, what are you doing telling the patient it could be a fungal ball? This is cancer. And I go, I didn't want to kid and glove it. It's just, you know, I wanted to tell him the differential diagnosis so he wouldn't go home and kill himself thinking he's got lung cancer because the guy suffers from depression. And I wanted to give him a list of possibilities. He's like, well, this guy thinks it's fungus, so he doesn't want to get anything done. So I talked to patients to getting it done, getting a procedure done to get the biopsy. Well, the biopsy comes back, and you know what it was? Fungus. It was fungus. So he ended up having a lobectomy to remove it, but it wasn't cancer. And I was so grateful that I didn't tell him it was cancer, you know, and start holding him in my arms and because it wasn't cancer. But there's a variety of ways to tell a person they have cancer. I've had to tell people, you know, you have cervical cancer, you have this, but then I say, we are going to knock this puppy out of the ballpark. You know, thank God we found it now. You try to find a positive to it, you give them strength, you show them you're there for support, and you knock that sucker out of the ballpark. But they don't teach you that in medical school. You either got it or you don't. But I got to tell you, some of the best doctors out there don't have any bedside manner. I could not hang out with them. I couldn't even get through a glass of wine with some of these people. Yeah, and wine will give me a headache, too. Thank you for reminding me. But they're good doctors. You know, I mean, you know, to find that really good doctor and that people-person combo, it's rare. Who could also host a radio show? I know, people, it's rare. I put myself down all the time. I'm going to build myself up a little bit. Why not? But look, hang in there really quickly. Scorpion stings are on the rise. Apparently, the Arizona Poison and Drug Control Center say scorpion stings are among the most frequent calls these days. 50% of victims have had to be hospitalized. Remember with the scorpion bite, okay? Get yourself checked. Try to bring the scorpion to the doctor if you can. Don't get stung. Wash it with soap and water. Don't eat or drink because sometimes the stings can make you stop breathing. All right, guys, we'll be back. Stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.